the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231 as we launch into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Once again, that number for you, toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. So there's kind of a scary bit of news out there about the world of technology. Of course, as we know, the government would love to get its mitts on as much of the technology sector as it possibly can.
They just want a taste, Ian. Just a taste.
Well, they want the money, as we were talking about before. They're very interested in taking your money and taking the money of the software companies and the various technology distributors out there, wholesalers, etc. And the problem is the government is really slow and ignorant and pretty clueless and dumb. So
people that really can't use computers very well either.
Yeah, I mean, if they were good at doing things like that, they probably wouldn't be in government in the first place.
Yes, there you go.
So they'd be doing something productive with their lives. But as I'm talking about the politicians specifically, because they're the ones that have to come up with these ideas as to how to control people. Now, there are professional bureaucrats who can propose regulations as well, but they still have to go through a process in order to make this happen. And we know that government is slow at everything it does. You know, the court system that's supposedly all about speedy trials can take a decade or more to resolve an issue, and usually to the satisfaction of the state, eventually, when all is said and done. So we know that the government is slow, and thank goodness, because technology moves so much faster. You've got, I think it's Moore's Law, where, you know, over time, every year or whatever, every 18 months or something like that.
It was originally every 2 years that technology doubles.
It's capacity.
Computing power doubles, and now it's down to less than every 18 months.
Right, and so, it's moving closer and closer to every 12 months or whatever over time.
Well, the suggestion is that by 2020, the computers will have the computing capacity of the human brain.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I don't think they'll be able to compute in the same way that the human brain can, but...
might be by 2030, though.
Right. When you're talking about 2030, at that point, you've got enough computing capacity that you might be able to... Even if the human brain computes in a different way, you'd think it'd be able to mimic it at that point.
Yeah. So there's a lot of exciting things happening in the world of technology, and the government's still running around trying to figure out how to tax anything they can out of this internet.
Also, part of it is the whole legislative process where the legislators are sitting there debating a bill and they collect all those bribes and their campaign contributions from various interest groups that are lobbying them for a certain outcome of this bill. So that's a lot of good money, too, that goes directly to their pockets, and I think they definitely want to get into that market.
But it goes so slow that when a proposal finally hits the government and finally kind of snakes its way through and maybe has a chance of succeeding and passing, technology's already changed. It doesn't matter. It's already, you know, the technology world, the internet, has moved past whatever that old tech is that they're looking to regulate.
Yes, we'll regulate this DOS operating system.
Yeah, dot matrix printers.
Yeah. So for every dot that a dot matrix printer prints, we get a penny.
But that won't stop them from trying, and they are continually trying to do this. And maybe one of these days, one of these proposals will actually stick. And so we bring this news to you from PCMag.com to give you an idea of what these people want to do. John C. Dvorak reporting that it looks like some well-meaning, good do-gooder idea, but I can assure you that it's the camel sticking its head in a tent, and that is that four U.S. senators want Apple to remove police checkpoint apps for public safety reasons. So we'll tell you more here. He says, I'm referring to the breaking news that I just described, where they want to control what apps you can or cannot buy. They began their effort by nearly demanding that Apple eliminate any iPhone apps that help consumers find police checkpoints so they can avoid them. The rationale behind removing these apps is, the senators say, the only reason people would want to avoid a police checkpoint is because they're drunk.
That's patently untrue. I've had, been stopped on, or there was a police checkpoint on Highway 41 in between Sarasota and Manatee counties that I decided, you know, I'm on my way home. I need to get home. They've got all these cars piled up, car after car after car. It's not like it's a fast process to check through and, do what they do at these checkpoints, you know, ask you for your ID and then, you know, ask you some questions and then move you along and all that stuff. I just turned around. There was just another quick way home through the back streets, and I just quick made a U-turn right in the middle of Highway 41, six-lane highway that was stopped because the cops were checking everybody, and just went on home.
Yeah, maybe you just have an objection to the idea of intrusive police checkpoints.
That's all.
So they've rationalized that the apps are a hazard to the public. Now, again, when government people use the term public, what they mean is a hazard to the government.
Right.
Public is another term for government.
Yeah.
So when they're public servants, they're not serving you. They're serving the government.
Yes. You know, if it was really hazards for public they were worried about, then they wouldn't, with all these people stopped in the middle of the road, somebody might be fiddling with their radio or something, or turning around to talk to the kid in the back seat, and then not realize that the cars are stopped up ahead. Aren't they really creating a public hazard by stopping cars?
Hazardous road conditions by causing a otherwise normal flow of traffic to become a stop and go.
Yeah, that's not good news.
So, what, according to Dvorak, in a widely quoted joint letter to Apple iPhone's VP Scott Forstall, the senators wrote the following quote, "We write today with grave concern regarding the ease with which downloadable applications for the iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products allow customers to identify where local police officers have set up DUI checkpoints. With more than 10,000 Americans dying in drunk driving crashes every year, providing access to iPhone and iPad applications that alert users to DUI checkpoints is harmful to public safety." Unquote. Now, Dvorak points out that
when you get a letter like this, it's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a letter signed by four senators or whatever it is, it's a all-out threat.
Do what we say now or else.
Yeah, if you run a big company, you know what the deal is.
Now, as Dvorak points out, if this is actually about public safety, then why don't the senators also advocate removing all the apps that show the numerous speed traps around the country? After all, speeders are a danger too, aren't they? In fact, speeding is the leading cause of death and not drunk driving.
Right.
By the way, sober people like to avoid police checkpoints too, if you haven't noticed. Who the heck wants to go through a police checkpoint and be grilled like a criminal for doing nothing more than driving down the street?
I don't like it. I mean, I've gone
the only people that like it are total status, who are like, "Oh, please give me all the services you can, officer."
Yeah, like that's a service,
right.
Please.
Yeah. If they're busy, they don't like it then either.
This whole thing is an attempt, according to Dvorak, to regulate apps. Already we've seen the FCC poke its nose into regulating the internet by getting involved in net neutrality issues. As this column is being written, meetings are taking place all over Washington to find ways to regulate the distribution and use of the internet. Watch C-SPAN sometime, and you can see the guys ready to set up shop to do this. This will mean, eventually, licensing. In the early 1900s, when the radio hobby was blossoming, you didn't need a license to broadcast anything.
Yeah.
We thought free access was going to change the world. Then the government jumped in because things were supposedly getting too chaotic. The hobbyists were shoved into a few specific bands, and the pros, for commercial companies, were required to have a license. Soon, the hobbyists were also required to have a license.
That's how it goes.
Where is the real action in the radio spectrum? The unlicensed bands. Now, another legislator, Peter King, wants to ban the ham radio folks, the only people who manage to communicate during real emergencies, from operating. Again, there's a bogus rationale. In this case, it's because of the idea that Muslim hams could plan terrorist attacks. This is our government at work. The nerve of these four senators to issue a private company like Apple to sell or not sell something, to pressure them, rather, is incredible to me. This crap is just going to get worse as long as guys like this remain in office. But unfortunately, replacing them will not change things.
To these kind of people, these statists that are in government, the only solution is more tyranny. And tyranny is the opposite of freedom, and freedom is the ability to do what you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is a great app. This will show you how to plan your route out in order. I mean, are people that are drunk off their butts planning their routes out
on their iPhone?
Come on! I mean, maybe I'm wrong. It's not
if you're
like
too drunk, you can't see the screen on your iPhone.
Yeah.
It's going to be blurry.
Well, who wants to go and volunteer for a shakedown anyway? I mean, seriously.
Right, right. You know, it could be anything. Who knows what they're hassling you about?
The beginning.
You don't have your seatbelt on, whatever.
This is just the beginning, and they will want to go after the speeding apps. They're picking on this one first because, you know, everyone hates drunk drivers. So they figure this is the easiest political move to make, and it's the camel's nose under the tent. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up what you want. Do you think there should be controls like this on the internet? It's a scary idea. It's Free Talk Live.
Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. It features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
So we're talking about the government attempting to control channels of communication. Looks like there's a proposal afoot, perhaps coming soon, to regulate the app stores for the iPhone and for the Android because of those naughty, naughty developers that are putting out things like Trapster and other programs that allow people to identify, I guess, together, crowdsource, if you will, to bring users together to identify where the police are, where checkpoints are, so users of the application can submit their information, can verify other information that has been submitted, because in theory, the cops could be submitting false information. So verify that the checkpoints are actually true and then follow the information there and be advised around certain areas as far as their traveling habits are concerned.
You know, what would be so difficult for these officers? I mean, you know, to be a little more fluid and less, you know, they just pick up, move. Then people don't know where they are. I mean, people could just as easily make telephone calls to their friends and tell them where
they are. Mark, you're forgetting they're bureaucrats, too. They're used to their paper process and their, we got to stand here because I don't feel like walking over there anymore.
Well, right, they want to sleep in their cars, Mark. You can't sleep in the car if you are driving it around.
Yeah.
If bureaucrats were in charge of developing the wheel, we'd still be rolling around on wooden wagon wheels.
Well,
I mean,
Mark,
is the attitude.
You really have it out for these cops. You know, how are they going to get their backseat sexual favors for getting people out of their DUI violation?
That's going on at a checkpoint. I would think there's too much accountability there.
Oh, geez, too much accountability, right?
It ain't going on when there's four or five cops around. It seems
who knows.
To me.
I bet I could find a story.
You might be able to find one.
So there's that, where the government people are wanting to control the app stores out there. And then, actually, in that story, I discovered this news about the ham radio spectrum being under attack. So I immediately wanted to learn more about this. For those that don't know, amateur radio, as it is called, or ham radio, is a licensed form of two-way radio communications. And it's I don't know how popular it is. I think it's probably a little more popular than CB, but how popular any of these things are these days.
Really?
The realm of the internet.
You don't have to be licensed for CB, right?
Have you ever listened to CB bands?
No.
I mean, back in the 90s, nobody was on them. So,
yeah, it's not very useful. Whereas ham radio, you can get much more range, thus the usefulness is much greater.
Well, there's a lot of
truckers use CBs.
Truckers still use CBs. Yeah, I mean that's channel 19 is where you're going to find action if there's anything going on at all. You'll also hear people talking over skip on CB, which is where they're using illegal equipment to talk long distances over CB. So you know, CB, I think still has its fans out there. Obviously, there are still people using it. But I can tell you, when I got into it as a teenager, there wasn't much out there. I mean, we were living in Sarasota, Florida, which isn't the biggest market in the country, so maybe there's more CB action in major metros than there is in Sarasota, Florida. But I can tell you, you know, even living by the interstate and listening to Channel 19, there wasn't a whole lot of traffic.
Hmm.
So, but the amateurs are a little bit of a different set, because CB at one time was licensed. Now, this is kind of one of those few areas where you actually have seen the government roll back. The CB explosion of popularity in the late 1970s, I think, led to, and I don't remember exactly what year it was that the FCC pulled its licensing, but essentially CB used to have a license and then they stopped because nobody was getting licenses. It was a great example of civil disobedience or non-cooperation, where people were operating on these radios that were supposed to be licensed and without a care in the world for whether or not they were supposed to be licensed. And so the FCC at some point just threw up its collective hands and said, screw it.
Yeah.
It's unlicensed. And so they do still have licensing for the amateur bands, and they have over time made those licenses easier to acquire. There are no more Morse code tests on some of the licenses.
Gosh,
so there's different
levels.
What is the
point of Morse code?
Well, if your microphone, for whatever reason, isn't operating, you could send out DAWs and DITs and communicate with people,
God.
I suppose. There's probably another reason for it. Maybe the DAWs and DITs could be travel further or easier to hear? It would seem like it's more difficult to understand that, but what do I know? I'm not a ham radio operator because I refuse to get a license to operate radios.
I think the only place Morse code is used anymore is in Hollywood, you know, people banging on prison pipes and stuff like that.
Well, nowadays you can actually just hook up your ham radio to a computer and it will translate it for you. And it will also send it for you, too.
That's true. So,
but who wants to, I mean, will it receive it?
Sure, yeah, if you have your radio set.
So it will receive it. So somebody else can send their stuff back and forth? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, they even have what they call packet radio, where they can send information packets, which is much slower than the internet, obviously, but you can send data over ham transmissions as well.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of reason for radio geeks to be interested in this. Unfortunately, it's a licensed band. But that doesn't mean that they won't take it away from you. As we were talking earlier, you know, when you rely on the government for something, whether it's you being in Wisconsin or a public teacher or public employee thinking you're going to get some sort of sweet pension from the government, and then all of a sudden them pulling the carpet out from under you, or joining the military and thinking they're going to pay for the college, but finding out that the deal wasn't quite what you expected it to be, or Social Security, where you think you're going to get retirement, and then they raise the retirement age or they lower the amount that they pay out. I mean, the government can change the rules at any time. And so whenever you enter an agreement with them, you always need to be aware of that. If you're doing a deal with the devil, so to speak, you get what you get.
Right. I think the whole thing to think about when you're dealing with this sort of government is, if something goes wrong, who do I talk to? Because that's really the issue at hand. If you're dealing with a private business, you can talk with the owner, and they'll usually try to, or some manager, and they'll try to make it right because they don't want this bad image. But the government doesn't care if they have a bad image. They really don't care if you think they're crap. They'll say, this is a service. You have no choice. You have to use it. Now get in line, fill out your paper.
You're going to pay for it, whether you like it or not. Whether you use it or not, you're going to pay for it. And so it's happening now to the hams. According to Wonkat.com, we thought he was plenty busy hating on Muslims, and why can't the Muslims just shut their halal holes and enjoy America's endless, bloody, pointless, murderous wars against Muslim countries anyway? But Representative Peter King is also trying to shut down America's ham radio frequencies. Why? To swap them for some new broadband for cops wireless thing. Because if there's one thing the cops need, it's more ways to talk to each other on the radio. Oh, and because the current cop band is being sold off to the private sector, because the federal government sells the airwaves because it can, and if you have maybe a pirate radio station playing the hip-hop or revolution rock, actual armed agents will arrive and take your stuff and eventually put you into prison. We'll give you details on exactly what's being proposed here for the hams, and interestingly, the hams' response and how obedient they sound in their response.
Oh, they're pretty obedient, folks.
They are so pathetic. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's riddle uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt-branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of riddle uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Riddle Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And what is SACL CAI anyway?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for other companies.
Job sucks, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's not
collecting
much fun.
Money.
Yeah, collecting money, keeping track of all that stuff. They do collections, they do early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. All you have to do is give them a call. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right hand side of the page. Click there, see their website, get their telephone number. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big fan of Liberty, big fan of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously, the reason to go with SACL CAI is because they're going to get the job done, and they do it with respect, respecting your customers. But another good reason is because Jason Osborne is a great guy, and he pours his money into this movement.
I mean, heart and right. soul, too.
He Jason. What?
Heart and soul, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy, and just can't say enough about that.
Yeah, does great work. Now living in New Hampshire, a lot of the time he still kind of has to travel back to Ohio, which is where his business was primarily operated. But he is here. He's got a home now, and his family's living in New Hampshire. And I think that's great. It's good to have him here. And, of course, it would be great to have you here as well. We'll tell you about the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in a little bit. Now, at Porkfest, there was last year a bunch of people with two-way radios.
Yep.
And I was one of them. JJ, I don't know if you had yours at that time.
Did you? Yes.
So a number of people had them. In fact, they sold out almost instantly because it's like really cool when other people have two ways. You want to get one and get in on the conversation. And every one of those people was violating FCC regulations.
That's right.
Every time they keyed up their radio. It's not a violation of the regulation to have the radio in your possession. It's illegal to operate the radio without the government's permission or a violation of their regulations. Which technically is illegal because they will send men with guns, or they could send men with guns after you for it, like they do with pirate radio stations. But some of these radios, we were using marine band radios, And apparently it's illegal to use a marine band radio if you're not on the water. You don't need a license, but you
standing
have to be
puddle?
On the water.
Hmm? Standing in a puddle?
I'm not sure, Mark. These are good questions. Maybe you could go research that. So my point in bringing this up is the amateur radio folks are under attack by the federal government. Some federal goon has proposed as part of a budget thing to change the radio spectrum around, to take away a certain band from the amateur ham radio spectrum and give it to the police, basically. And it's sad to read the amateur radio people's response to this, and I'll share that with you here. This is from Wonkette.com. She cites the ARRL, which is, I think, the Amateur Radio Association. I don't know what it stands for. It's the group that the national group of amateur radio operators. So they say that this bill, H.R. 607, lists among bands to be reallocated for commercial auction within 10 years of the passage of the bill, the paired bands of 420 through 440 megahertz and 450 through 470. Now, these are what they call the 70-centimeter spectrum, and the centimeter is the width of the I guess the wave, if you will. They're saying it's a major problem, that it's not public safety spectrum and should not be, a 420 through 440 is not public safety spectrum and should not be included in any spectrum swap of public safety allocations. While the ARRL and all amateurs support the work of public safety and recognize their need for dedicated spectrum which would promote interoperability, the ARRL vigorously opposes H.R. 607 in its present form. It's a direct threat to our limited spectrum, and the ARRL encourages all amateurs to appropriately voice their opposition to this bill. So, you know, while licking the boot of Master, they're letting Master know that they're very upset. Please don't do this.
Yes, the rope is too tight.
We love you. We love you so much, right. Oh, police officers, but please don't do this.
Because it's those very same police officers with their radio system that'll be staking out your house if you decide to operate on their new little bandwidth system that they come up with.
Oh yeah, don't get on their turf.
Yeah, and they know that too, and they think that, well, I've gone ahead and jumped through the hoops, and so I'm a licensed operator, and so they won't mess with me. Well, now they're just taking away an entire band from you. Now, it doesn't mean that it's over for amateur radio operators if this passes and goes through. There still are other bands on which they can operate. There's different. There's a 2-meter band. There's much longer bands as well that are much lower frequency range. So this is just taking away one chunk of many different bands on which they can operate, so it won't destroy completely the amateur radio spectrum, but it'll take out, you know, some of their fun. They like to do these things and have their little experiments and their radio things that they do on these bands, and they won't be able to do it anymore.
I've been in the radio industry for so long, and there's so many people who are into this stuff in the radio industry, and I just have never really understood it, DXing and things like that.
DXing is attempting to listen to or transmit for very long distances. It's their hobby, whatever. You know, that's their thing. But I think it's just sad. The amateur radio people, and I should be more fair. I'm sure there are some rogue amateur operators out there, people that don't like the government and just jumped through the hoops because they just like being radio geeks so much that they wanted to get their license.
Or maybe they got the license and then came to the realization that the government is in fact just a band of criminals.
There is that possibility, but the ARRL certainly does not reflect those people in the way that it speaks. To these government agents. Many amateur radio operators are essentially like little wannabe government agents. If you get on their band and you start, because you can go and buy a ham radio. You don't need a license to buy the ham radio.
Yeah.
You can plug that sucker in, boot it up, and turn it on and key up, and there's no one that's going to stop you from doing that, except for the other hams. The FCC's not listening to the amateur radio bands.
Right.
The other hams are listening. If you don't get on the... Because when you're a ham radio operator, you have to identify yourself by some government call sign, which is like KXQ237. You know, they've got these numbers and letters. The string
KZQ79.
Right. They've got these for all of their operators. And so when you key up, you're supposed to identify yourself so everybody knows what your little ham radio ID is issued by the government. And if you don't do that, then the other ham operators will start to get curious about you. they'll wonder who's on their band. They jumped through those hoops.
Yeah.
They spent the time and the effort and the money to become licensed operators. And how dare you come on their spectrum and play on their channels with ham radio equipment without one of their precious licenses.
Right.
And so they will go out and they will find you. If you're operating consistently enough, they'll find you. They'll triangulate your signal.
Sure will. Well, they give them something to do. Little junior detectives.
Yep, that's right. And so then they
forensic stuff. I mean, come on.
It's the classic case of the slave keeping the slave down.
Absolutely, that's all it is. And then they'll dutifully report you and your location and their allegations about you to the FCC, the very same FCC that is now, you know, presuming this passes, is now going to be ordered to take away their spectrum from them.
Oh,
just pull it right out from under them. Oops, sorry, you don't get the 70-centimeter spectrum anymore. Guess you'll have to operate on these other ones until we decide we want to auction those off to corporations as well.
Right. When will they learn that they just can't trust the government at all,
yeah,
at any level?
And the same thing happens in the radio business. The radio business thinks, oh, great, well, we're going to be protected by the FCC because of our license. Well, as a result of all the protection the FCC has done, the radio industry is having a difficult time competing with other audio forms of distribution out there, like the Internet.
Well, that much is true, but that's sort of the long view. Well, even
that's all this is.
Even in the short view, though, radio stations get it from the government. There's all kinds of things they have to, these affidavits and things that they have to keep in a...
Sure, but they justify it by saying, well, this is what we have to do to have a licensed, controlled spectrum. We just don't want anybody
to
get on the air.
I'm telling you, Ian, that radio stations generally don't do this stuff. They don't have the filing cabinet full of the papers that they're supposed to have. I mean, I've worked at a lot of radio stations, my friend, and I'm telling you that they're, you know, that if the FCC walks in and says, hey, let me see your such and such, most radio stations can't produce it.
Really?
So, they just don't keep it. So it's all this sort of, you know, hand-to-mouth kind of thing where, you know, the FCC knows most stations can't do that, so they don't go and check.
I see.
But when they feel like going after you for whatever reason,
they've got all kinds of ways to do it.
Yeah. It's only the big stations that really care about that license.
Right. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, but my point being, the obedience to authority leads to more and more clampdowns over time.
More authority.
Yeah, less freedom for those, in this case, in the radio business. It's just another example. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs, or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and biggins all sizes, with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and you may take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your thoughts. Government controlling all kinds of things. We've been talking about the radio spectrum, but that's not all. They're going after the Girl Scouts. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, on the other hand, relatively uncontrolled as far as the government concerned. In fact, uncontrolled in so many wonderful ways. It is an absolute blast. Porkfest.com is where you want to go to get registered. We were there last year and the year before that and before that, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live for double the time this year. We're going to be there all week long instead of just Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're going to be there all week long. It's going to be a blast.
So Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night. Starting Monday night all the way through Saturday, all the way through. We'll be there, you know, leaving Sunday.
Right.
So it's going to be a huge event. It's going to be even bigger, likely, this year than last year. Last year, over 800 people attended. This year, you're going to be able to experience everything from live musical performances to speeches, maybe some panel discussions, family fun events, agorism and action games. All kinds of stuff happening. It's camping. There's a pool. There's campfires.
Yeah, there's a lot of family stuff this year because of the large influx of families and new movers.
It's true.
So
we're starting to see more families moving in, which is great.
Definitely a place to bring your kids and to mingle and network with people.
The people are what it's all about.
That's right.
Now, there's no doubt the area is incredibly beautiful. We're talking about the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. The place is called Rogers Campground. So, I mean, even if you were just there by yourself, it would be a good time. Or with your family alone, it would be a good time because it's really pretty. But it's the hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that make Porkfest not your average camping festival.
That's right.
These are people that get the ideas of liberty. Many of them have already moved to New Hampshire, and hundreds more are considering making the move. This is their excuse to come and see New Hampshire, tour around the state. There are going to be bus tours happening during the week. And again, all kinds of exciting things happening on the campground itself. Things at night, late night parties. It's a blast. Don't miss out. If you can't, if you can avoid missing out, you definitely want to jump into this. Go to porkfest.com. It's, again, June 20th through the 26th, PORCFEST.com. And when I say that it's relatively uncontrolled by the government, there's a small police department in Lancaster, which is the town in which this takes place. But that's pretty much it.
Well, last time we were there, the campground had actually asked the police not to come on the property for the of the event.
Because we didn't want them there. Not interested in having you come through here. They came through and about 10 or 20 people started tailing them around the park, talking to one another on the two ways I was telling you about before. So you've got people selling products like food and beverages without permission from the government. That's going on. It's agorism in action, as it's being called. So there are all kinds of things, you know, T-shirts, food, handcrafted items, lots of stuff being sold just openly without begging permission, not getting licenses from the state, which is, that's a lot of fun. And, of course, the inevitable civil disobedience of cannabis consumption, which became even more open last year, and I was pretty excited about
Very
that.
Open last year.
You know, it's such a family event. I think that the cannabis consumption should be limited to a particular area or time.
What's wrong with cannabis? Why is cannabis anti-family?
Well, I think
that
people stumbling
about?
Around drunk isn't a great idea either.
Oh, so should people who are drinking also limit their drinking somewhere?
You know, I think that stumbling around drunk.
Well, if you're going to drink, then you're going to go places, and if you're going to stumble, then you're going to look like a jackass, and that should be about enough to
Right. I mean, people who are intoxicated are clearly, to everyone around them who is not as intoxicated, obviously, are clearly a sore thumb. They stick out.
Yeah.
And people will treat them differently as such. And I think the community at large will handle that just fine. The cannabis consumption wasn't a big issue last year. It's not like people are blowing smoke in kids' faces.
Right. That genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah. It's. I understand what you're saying, Mark, and I do respect that from a parent that you have this viewpoint. But at the same time, I didn't really see any problems last year.
I don't understand it at all. It would seem to me that liberty-minded parents should be the first group of people who would be understanding of people smoking cannabis and able to explain these things in a mature manner to their kids. The idea that Mark is suggesting is that people who enjoy cannabis as a recreational activity should be ashamed, and they should hide themselves away, and that there's something bad about using cannabis. And it's that attitude.
I think there's adult activities and that there's family-type activities, and I think they're different.
Is smoking a cigarette an adult activity, too? Should cigarette smokers also hide themselves away?
That much is true.
Well, okay. So I'm asking you, though, should they hide themselves away? Is that not an adult activity?
I think that they are, at this point,
you're a hypocrite.
You're a hypocrite.
Well, it's commonplace now to smoke cannabis openly at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We were sitting down 4:20.
It was done once?
No, it was multiple times. 4:20.
At one event?
People were... Right, I'm talking about at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
There have been like 7 of them.
Well, that's
right,
the last
said
more
it was commonplace.
Yeah,
commonplace is not defined by one occurrence.
No, the last two at Rogers Campground were very much open.
It was commonplace then at that time.
But at the same time, Mark and Ian, I know in this community that I watch, because I do care about the community, I do care about families, and it seems to me that every time the children are around, that the adults come around, the children, the people naturally act differently and respectful. Now, on one hand, I could say, yes, Mark, we don't want to force the parents to have that conversation any sooner than they're ready. But on the other hand, we don't want to limit the liberty of everyone simply because there are some people here who don't understand what's going on.
Yeah,
let's talk about the Girl Scouts.
You're pandering, Mark, to that particular segment of people out there that acts all uppity and upset when somebody decides to act like a free human being and completely responsibly smoke cannabis in public. The same people who have the complaint about, well, we've got our park too, because people sometimes here in Keene, when it's warmer out, they will go out at 4:20 in the afternoon to the town square and they will consume cannabis there in public. And there's a certain segment of the population that decides to take offense at this particular activity. Like, oh, I can't walk my kids through that park. Well, why is that? Is it because you're afraid to talk to your kids about drugs? Is it because you're a chicken? I mean, you can't address this issue where clearly we're in the right, those who support legalization and decriminalization, that we are in the right. If you can't talk about that and you understand that issue, you need to look at yourself. You're the one with the problem.
Well, I think that legalization and decriminalization are an entirely different issue than smoking in public parks. I mean, it's a different issue. Now, I would agree that the politicians have essentially created that issue by making it illegal to consume these things.
I would still want to smoke a joint in a park, even if it were legal, Mark, because it's pretty, and I would like to sit outdoors and enjoy the scenery as I consume cannabis. And there's nothing wrong with that, and there's no reason to be embarrassed about it. And any parents that that want to be all uppity about that, they're the ones with the problem. They're the ones with the issue about communicating with their kids, that the same kinds of people that probably don't tell their kids about sex either, and then their kids end up growing up and learning about all the learning about sex from watching porn and learning about it from hearing it from, about it from their friends.
Well, we with kids really love the parenting tips from you who have none, and I appreciate that, and thank you for all the advice.
My tips are as valid as anyone else's. I was a kid too, and I had parents, and they made choices about how to raise me and what to exclude from my when I was growing up, what kind of information
you wouldn't
to exclude
anything.
From me. I'm sorry?
You wouldn't exclude anything.
No, I would not.
You don't find anything inappropriate. Copulating,
I think some things are inappropriate.
Copulating in the park, right in the middle of everything. Ian doesn't care.
Like, I don't care. I wouldn't do it.
This is a straw man.
No, I would.
It's not a straw man. You ask him.
What,
you do you think that it's people's right to copulate in the middle of a public park?
I don't think parks should be public. I think that parks should be private.
Answer the question. Since they have paid their taxes towards that public park,
I
and that park
care.
Is there, partly there.
I think it's tacky. I wouldn't
their,
care.
I'm only asking if it's their right.
Well, it's public property. People can go there and do whatever they want to
so
do
yes,
as far as I'm
what
concerned.
You're saying. Yes.
See, JJ?
I'm not kidding you.
God, I wouldn't support
no,
them.
He has no buffers. None.
Mark, okay, look, you have to...
I don't support people pooping in the park either, but if that's what they want to do...
I think they should clean up after themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, how do
that
we decide
sense.
What rights people have, though? I mean, we can all bring it back to the root. If you want, I mean, we
but
can
this,
have that discussion.
The Lancaster campgrounds are not public property, so
no,
therefore
true,
you're
not.
Just arguing for things that you want to have happen.
Well, they happen.
So if and you
smoking
know,
pot, I don't care about. I'm not interested in open sex. I prefer privacy for those sorts of activities.
That's what your preference is.
Yeah, but I'm not going to bitch and moan at somebody for engaging there in that act. If I had a child walking through that park, I wouldn't try to shield their eyes from it. I would talk to my child and say, "Look at those silly people over there. Can you believe what they're doing? Isn't that dirty?"
Yeah,
you know?
I suppose you definitely have a lesser opinion of those people if that's not something you support. So, and then ostracism, of course, follows that. I'm not
it's
saying
about talking to the kids.
Right.
It's about
it is, but
explaining.
Some parents can't have that conversation. They don't know how to talk to the
that's
kids.
That's why I'm saying it's
and,
their damn fault.
And
I'm not going to change my behavior for them.
They're afraid of admitting that the government is wrong or the government isn't right. You
right.
know, it's that whole conversation they have to have that the government
it's
isn't
a scary
right.
conversation.
The poor Girl Scouts.
The Girl Scouts will be taken care of. We'll do it tomorrow night. They are under attack by the police.
Girl Scouts.
Again, not the same group of Girl Scouts, a different group of Girl Scouts in a different place. And we'll bring that up for you tomorrow night. And thanks, JJ.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I don't get thanks because I just...
Tomorrow night.
See how it goes.
I thank you when you bring me the checks. More on the way tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.